Bill Wickham, The Jesus Way on WWIB and the Wib Wake Up Show. Leading into the best 5 minutes of the day, I'm Mark Halverson. I've worked here at WWIB since November of 85. Started part-time. Was a much younger man then, just 21. And in 1985, Jason Kanz, too, was a much younger boy, little boy at that time.
Yeah, a teenager.
How old were you?
I was ever really little. 13.
You were 13 in 85. All right, I forget. Yeah, you were born in 72. Okay.
All right. Yeah.
All right. So the Jesus Way, when you hear that song from Phil Wickham, what do you think is the Jesus Way?
Well, I think other-centeredness, love, humility. I think that's the direction we go with that.
Yeah. It's a crazy time these days because, you know, in war, they talk about propaganda, right? Didn't Jacques Ellul, he wrote a book called Propaganda, and it's about, and it's just one of those things that, you know, war isn't just about the weaponry, it's about the propaganda. And in political campaigns, I'm thinking it is too, isn't it?
It is, you know, I think people, even people who are aware of propaganda are affected by it. And, you know, I think that is, it is one of the most powerful weapons people have to shape people, to change opinion. Even if they could tell you, hey, we're using propaganda, it still is effective on people.
Yeah.
And we're seeing that.
Yeah, it's interesting because, I mean, a principle, biblically, is Romans 10. Faith comes from hearing. Hearing comes from hearing. And it comes from hearing the word. And so you believe because you've heard.
Right.
But, you know, down through the years, I guess, I mean, cults, you know, and I think even in Compassion Radio today, they were talking about false teachers. I heard some. And then it can spring even into the political realm, too, right? I mean, I think back to Lyndon LaRouche in the 70s was kind of a political cult. So you can have that where you say it enough. I mean, that's what radio, we're like, the ads we have is about repetition, you know, getting it across.
Yeah, you know, I think as frustrated as people are with political campaign ads, that, you know, they put them on the air that often and the way they design them because they work.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even if what they're saying is mean or untrue or opposite of what the Jesus Way is, it has people are swayed by it, just hearing it over and over.
No, it's true. I mean, I think probably if we were given our druthers, we'd be like, just, I mean, I've heard people say this, right? I think I've heard my wife say it probably more than once, which is the idea, like, can't just tell me what you're going to do. Just tell me why you're there. And that's what we long for. But you're right. All the research shows that the negative ads, the brochures, the abundance of mailing that we could feed all the kids in the world of, you know, a bunch of times over with the dollars spent on that and the negative radio and TV ads, they work.
Yeah. And that really makes me sad that that's the case, you know. And, you know, I think of I think in the Bible it says whatever is good, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is praiseworthy.
Mm-hmm.
Think about those things. And it sure feels like the opposite of that.
It does say Philippians 4:8 you're talking about there. Yeah, for sure. So.
Yep. So.
All right. Well, we did leave off with we were trying to end the sheep and the goats, Matthew 25. We'd heard from you October 24th, the eve of your 52nd birthday with that, but I never read Letters to the Beloved, so let me do that this morning.
Sure.
It's Matthew 25, 41 to 46, so it's a big section. Here we go.
Yep.
The king turned to those on his left, saying, "Get out. You have no place in my kingdom if you want to live self-centered lives. I've watched how you live. You ignore strangers and those who do not fit in. You see people clothed in rags with no way to obtain new clothing, but rather than giving them some of the clothes from your overstuffed closets, you offer them only judgment. You see sick people, and rather than tending to them, you believe that they would be healthy if only they would take care of themselves. And what about the prisoners? You look down on them from your high horse, judging rather than loving them. If you do not yet understand what my kingdom is about, you never will. You want to make it all about you, a self-centered, self-glorifying kingdom. Mine is a kingdom built upon love and service." Going to underline that. "You may believe you have done well, but I see how you have judged and dismissed my image bearers. If you insist on living in the kingdom of self, I will send you on your way. You can be the mayor of pain and suffering, tormented daily by your self-centeredness. Eternal life is with me, but you won't get there if you insist on being king." That's a beautiful paragraph. Thank you.
Thank you. You know, and I think it points back to this question about what is the Jesus way, right? You know, we're not seeking a self-centered, self-glorifying kingdom. We're looking about toward love and service, trying to honor image bearers, which is every person God has ever created.
Uh-huh.
And I think that point is there, that if we want to live self-centered ways, God will let us do that.
Uh-huh. Very good. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it.
Livia, Weight Control Center in Eau Claire.
Listen, folks, I mean, the dude is the real deal when it comes to weight loss, losing it and then keeping it off. I work with him 5 days a week, and I'm going to call him Captain Weight Loss. I mean, it is amazing what he's done with the help of his coaches there at Livia, and you can experience the same thing. Couple of upbeat stories now in a negative world.
Mood boosters here on the WIB Wake Up Show, things to improve your outlook, and I guess it starts with coffee.
Yeah, that's right. The world seems pretty negative these days, but at least we're trying to keep things positive. 85% of Americans say they make a conscious effort to think positively each morning.
Now, coffee helps. They say 50% of adults, over half of us, say we can't start out positively unless we get some coffee in us first. Get that Java.
But not just that, exercise can boost our mood as well.
When it comes to boosting your mood, research suggests that, you know what, exercise is a gift that keeps on giving and giving and giving, kind of Energizer Bunny.
You know, I can relate to that. I mean, the fact is, though, you get so busy, and sometimes, you know, it's just walking at the workplace or different things like that. But when you actually do, right, you just go, that feels, I mean, everybody, I think, can identify with this.
I can testify to this last night because, again, try to do a little exercise before I get here in the morning, a little bit. But then last night it was, okay, I need to do some, you know, some core work, things like that, and just trying to incorporate it into the daily routine. I didn't want to. And so I was actually kind of avoiding it and snoozing a bit in my chair. And it's like, you know what? I need to do this before I go to bed. Did some core work, you know, 10 minutes or so, nothing extensive. Uh-huh. But I did that and I felt so great. It's like I stayed up and was suddenly wide awake and read my book for another like 45 minutes because I felt so good after doing it.
Yeah,
so
there you go. The feel-good afterglow workout brings may last far beyond the hour or so previously assumed. In fact, they're saying, you know, quite a bit longer.
Yeah, researchers at the University of Vermont in Burlington said moderate intensity aerobic exercise, moderate, that's nice, improves mood immediately, and those improvements can last up to half a day, 12 hours long.
So no guarantees about the world not being negative for quite a while going forward, but coffee, exercise, and WWIB.
Yeah, there you go. And can I give a quick shout-out as far as coffee? Stop into our friends at Cabin Coffee in Altoona for October's featured drink, the Appaloosa, handcrafted with dark chocolate, caramel, vanilla, espresso, steamed milk, and cocoa powder at Cabin. Their coffee's roasted on-site for truly unmatched flavor. Cabin Coffee Altoona, located just off Highway 53 in that River Prairie area.
Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show on a 56 degree October 29th.
715-723-2555 is our studio line, and that is the number to call to jump in live on the air here on the WIB Wake Up Show and take a guess at Tuesday trivia. We have not one but two prizes for you this morning. Musical prizes. We have CDs, brand new music from Blessing Offer called My Tribe, and from Ren Collective, their Whosoever project. Both of those albums yours. If you can solve this Tuesday trivia, 715-723-2555, Halvo has the question teed up because it's personal to him, and it's going back in days past.
It is. From 1992 to 2016, I had the privilege and opportunity to produce and host a talk show on WWIB. 24 years, and that meant a lot of elections. And on one particular election, really in different election years, right, election day on Tuesday, I would have a chance to talk to surrogates, that is well-known folks, maybe, who are supporters for one candidate or another. So what particular well-known celebrity did I get a chance to speak with on the air on one particular election day? You have to tell us who it was.
All right, so we're looking for a celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
What celebrity did Halvo speak to on the air on a past election day? What celebrity did Halvo speak to on the air here on WWIB on a past election day? 715-723-2555. Doing something a little different here. I love it. For Tuesday trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show, 715-723-2555 for not one but two brand new albums. The Whosoever Project from Ren Collective and brand new from Blessing Offer. It's called My Tribe. Tons of great songs jam-packed on these. Call away, 715-723-2555. Who will be that first person to say, well, I'll guess a celebrity name. What can it hurt? So let's hear from you.
All right, nobody so far. 723-2555, 723-2555. There's various hints we could potentially drop along the way, but we certainly never start with those, and they rarely come on the Tuesday.
So what celebrity did Halvo speak to on a past election day? So it was an election day somewhere in the annals of the past, a front page here on WWIB. What celebrity did Halvo speak to?
You know, a lot of times, yes, our questions are food-related, or maybe you have to guess a state, but this is a celebrity. So
I mean, hopefully there's a pretty big bank of names that you could guess, past or present, living or dead. I mean,
yeah.
Who could it have been? And 715-723-2555, as Halva mentioned, it's surrogates, right? So it's people who kind of speak on behalf of political candidate that they support. So it was on an election day in the past that Halva talked to this person. Who is it? 715-723-2555.
I'll even give this hint even right away. And they're going, wow, and maybe Caleb's shuddering. But now I'm not needing to because somebody's calling. So never mind. At 723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gene from Chippewa.
Hi.
What do you think?
Reggie White.
Was it Reggie White?
Oh, that's a great guess. That's a great guess because well-known athlete, but certainly celebrity. Would that it? Not it, though. Sorry.
Thank you. Good call. And again, that's just how simple it is. What celebrity did Halvo speak to on a past election day here on the air?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Shelly from Barron.
Hi, Shelly.
What do you think?
I'm going to throw one way out there. Mel Gibson.
Okay.
See, now this is adding to my list. I can think of famous people that I got a chance to talk to. Some athletes were maybe occasionally, very sparingly filled in for Greg Stewart on Sports and Commentary. Mel Gibson, though, I'd never.
Mel Gibson. But again, good guesses. See, it's just that simple. You're naming celebrity names. So, what celebrity did Halvo speak to live on the air here on WWIB on an election day in the past?
And I'm confused if
715-723-2555 is our studio line, 723-2555, for a chance to win not one, but two brand new albums, one from Blessing Offer, one from Rent Collective.
All right, back to the phones we go. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
I'm Holly from Glen Flora.
Hi, Holly.
What do you think?
And you were talking to Aaron Rodgers.
Was it Aaron Rodgers?
It's a Packer somewhere along the way.
Could have been.
No, not Aaron. Thanks.
Not Aaron Rodgers. What celebrity did Halvo speak to live on the air here on WWIB on a past election day during his front page program?
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Russ from Eau Claire.
Hey, Russ.
I guess Dolly Parton.
Was it Dolly Parton?
Boy, this is like a wish list, Caleb, of people I'd like to talk to, but it was not Dolly. Thanks. But my wife and I are big fans, and we'll have to play that Zach Williams song where she's collaborating.
Featured, yeah.
All right, we can take three more here. 715-723-2555. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jody Wolfcop. Did you talk to Arnold Schwarzenegger, Mark?
Jody from Oliva. Arnold, of course, he is at least attended, if not graduated, from Superior, but it was not the former governor of California. Thanks.
There's some great guesses so far. I mean, again, Reggie White, Mel Gibson, Aaron Rodgers, Dolly Parton, Arnold Schwarzenegger. Yeah.
I was already thinking. I can't wait till you regale us with all the wrong answers. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Lori from Fall Creek.
All right, Lori.
My guess is Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer.
Okay.
From Frasier, who was in that faith-based movie, right?
Yeah.
It was not Kelsey. Sorry.
One more guess here before we push this off past 7:45. What celebrity did Halvo speak to live on the air here on WWIB on an election day in the past?
Yeah. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Evelyn from Jim River.
What do you think?
What do you think?
Was it Michael Tate?
Was it Michael Tate?
Going into the CCM world saying maybe I talked to somebody like that. Now the lead singer of the Newsboys, but no, it wasn't him. So.
Thank you, Evelyn. Lots of great guesses, but we did not get this. We would have actually been shocked if somebody got this right away.
Right. Yeah, for sure. It's challenging, but you guys, great job. It took a while to kind of go, you guys are going in a bit different direction.
Just naming celebrities, famous people. Mm-hmm. All right. So Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show. WWIB Caleb and Halvo with you. And we didn't get this solved last hour, but giving folks another shot at it, Halvo.
Yeah, that's right. It's very timely question because it is election related to past elections. It was an election day. So it's a celebrity that I spoke with. We haven't told you male or female or what realm of society this individual is from, but I talked with them on an actual election day. And We're saying if you tell us the celebrity at 723-2555, you go away with not one, but two terrific CDs.
Yeah, the new album from Ren Collective and the new album from Blessing Offer could both be yours if you can call us at 715-723-2555 and answer this question for Tuesday Trivia on a past election day. On his front page program, live on the air here on WWIB, Havo spoke to what celebrity? What celebrity did Havo speak to live on the air here on WWIB on a past election day? And you were saying it's something called surrogates, where there'll be some influential people who will kind of be talking on an election day basis for the candidate that they support. So this is somebody that you talked to on an election day past. What celebrity was it? 715-723-2555. Give us a call for a chance to win those two CDs.
Yeah, and to be as fair and accurate as possible, I mean, I may have recorded it and had it on, or the person may have been live either way, but just to be completely accurate. So, yeah, did talk with the individual on election day. Who was it? 723-2555.
Here are the incorrect guesses so far. It's not Reggie White, Mel Gibson, Aaron Rodgers, Dolly Parton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kelsey Grammer, or Michael Tate. Those were the incorrect answers. And again, you can go so many different directions with this, but it starts off with just naming a celebrity, a famous person. Maybe that was the person that Havo talked to. 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses and a chance again to win brand new albums from both Blessing Offer and Ren Collective. We've heard from Chippewa Falls, Barron, Glen Flora, Eau Claire, Oliva, Fall Creek, and Jump River so far. You're on Tuesday Trivia on the WIB Wake Up Show.
Yeah, so this is again, no calls forthcoming. So this was the hint I almost gave before we got any calls last half hour, which was, for instance, actor Bradley Whitford was on the West Wing. And he's made no secret about his politics. He's on the left. But he was somebody I actually did talk with, too. It may have even been this particular election that I had in mind. So anyhow, we're not even telling you the year yet, but that's just an example. It could be, you know, from any realm. It's when you say celebrity, we've had guesses in sports and music, you name it.
Yeah, could be all over the place. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Guess a famous person, guess a celebrity. Maybe that's the person that Havo talked to on this election day on WWIB during his front page program in the past. 715-723-2555. Who's going to be the first one through the gate this time and say, yeah, I'll guess somebody.
Right. Yeah, we were a little slow last time, but once it happened, it started to flow. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Desmond from Altoona.
All right, Desmond, what do you think, friend?
Mel Gibson.
Mel Gibson has been guessed. Can you think of somebody else famous, another celebrity?
James Dobson.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to tell you this, that while I have interviewed James Dobson before, and that's possible that it might have been on election day, that is not the answer we're looking for.
So. Thank you, Desmond. Feel better, friend. All right. Yeah. It sounds like you had a little cough there, buddy. So hopefully you're feeling better and appreciate you calling in. Yeah. You can call back if you want, 715-723-2555. What famous person, what celebrity did Havo speak to on a past election day here on WWIB?
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't somebody, and again, so when we're talking famous people and celebrities, it wasn't someone from the world of politics. It's somebody outside of the world of politics trying to influence what other people vote for. So.
Yeah. So 723-2555. They may have guessed all the celebrities. I don't know. You know, I will take more, but
there's a lot out there. And again, what's been guessed so far is Reggie White, Mel Gibson, Aaron Rodgers, Dolly Parton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kelsey Grammer, Michael Tate, and Dr. Dobson. So still a lot of meat on the bone, so to speak, when it comes to famous people, past or present, that Havo could have talked to on this election day in the past on his front page program.
And if you were listening really close, you heard me kind of slip a little bit of a hint in there that I wasn't necessarily...
An unintentional hint, but it was there.
Just a little bit for you who were listening close. Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Mark. Hey, Caleb. This is John from Thorpe.
Hey, John, what do you think? From you.
I think you talked to Candace Bure
or something like that.
Oh, the actress, from the thing.
Is it Fuller House or something? All right.
Yeah. Yep. I know who you're talking about.
Not who I'm talking about. No, I did not talk to her. Thank you.
All right. Good guess, John. 715-723-2555.
All right. So kind of a slow trickle this time around. Maybe we can pick it up again a little bit more after 8:45. We'll have to see if if this is just such a hard question that we need to lean into a bit more of a hint.
Tuesday trivia time once again. Try number three here on the WIB Wake Up Show on this beautiful morning. And we are trying to give away not one but two albums brand new from Blessing Offer. It's called My Tribe. And then the Whosoever Project from Ren Collective. We want to give you both of these CDs. If you can solve this at 715-723-2555. We're going back in the annals of Havel's front page talk program here on WWIB on an election day in the past. Havel talked with a celebrity, and we want you to guess who it was.
Yeah, and I would say that this is a very well-known individual.
I would say so as well.
And so, who's been around? So anyhow, that is the question. Caleb's got some of the wrong answers, but we've already got a caller here at 723-2555, so... Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Dave. I'm from Weston.
Dave, who did I talk to on an election day past?
Jeff Foxworthy.
Was it Jeff Foxworthy?
Yeah, that's a great guess. Does he have Wisconsin ties? Something tells me he does in some way, shape, or form.
Yes, I think he does. Mm-hmm. Up north, up by Rice Lake or someplace.
Yeah, right, he's famous for a variety of things in the comedic world, but that's not who I talked to. Thanks.
Thank you,
that's
Dave.
That's not it. Okay.
Good to hear from Weston. 715-723-2555. Again, this was on an election day. Yeah. Havel talked to a celebrity, and we want to know who it was. 715-723-2555. Incorrect answers. It's not Reggie White, Mel Gibson, Aaron Rodgers, Dolly Parton, Arnold Schwarzenegger, Kelsey Grammer, Michael Tate, Dr. Dobson, Candace Cameron, I can't pronounce her last name, and Jeff Foxworthy. I don't know. Bure, I don't know.
Yeah, that's good.
Something like that. Yeah. I don't know. She's in movies, I think.
Yeah.
So anyway, 715-723-2555. What celebrity did Havel speak to on a past election day on front page? Who could it have been? 723-2555.
Hi, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gloria from Boyd.
Gloria makes me want to sing the song Gloria. Go ahead.
How about Candace Cameron Bure?
Yeah, that was guessed.
Bure. Okay, so that's how you pronounce it. Yeah, that was guessed, but go ahead and guess somebody else.
You say
else.
It well.
Oh.
Yeah. Anybody
else? Goodness. I don't know off the top of my head.
Mm-hmm. All right, good enough. Thank you.
Thank you for giving me the pronunciation. Yeah, yeah. So now when I'm recapping wrong guesses later, I'll hopefully pronounce it correctly. Bure. There we go.
Hi, what's your name? Well, we don't have a caller.
Oh, all right. 715-723-2555, 723-2555. Looking for a famous person, pretty famous person.
Yeah.
A celebrity that Havel talked to on the air on WWIB on a past election day. They were a surrogate, again, kind of promoting a point of view candidate.
We can go ahead and give a hint, maybe.
All right, go for it.
It was a female.
All right, female celebrity. What female celebrity?
Yes.
What female famous person did Havel speak to on a past election day? 715-723-2555. Two albums for you if you get this correct. One from Ren Collective, one from Blessing Offer. Both fantastic. We want to give that to you if you can guess this.
We had a pretty good, you know, it was a little slow at 745 and then it picked up, but then it's been slow twice here in the 8 o'clock hour. So, but we have given you a big hint now that it is a female celebrity. But you don't know. It was, you know, front page ran for 24 years.
Yeah, so. What year was it? What election was it? But again, it was one of those big elections. Uh-huh. And Havel talked to this person on front page, 715-723-2555. We know it was a she now. It was a female celebrity, 715-723-2555. A lot of options, a lot of potentials here. But again, at least we eliminated roughly half here playing guess who, I guess.
Yeah. So, all right, looks like we're going to push it off until tomorrow, Caleb. So we'll pick it up with the 7 o'clock hour, 7:15.
Yeah, and again, we've given you some early clues, so be ruminating on those a little bit overnight and be ready to guess some female celebrities tomorrow and see if we can knock this out on a Win It Wednesday.